Test 4, Part 4. You will hear an interview about a trip to Canada's Arctic. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4.
Good evening and welcome Susanna Henson. Susanna is going to talk to us about her journey to Canada's Arctic. What made you choose the Arctic, Susanna?
I decided to take part in an organised school trip aimed at finding out more about the Arctic. I can't say I'd ever been particularly interested in that part of the world. In fact, I almost opted for the trip to Europe, which was our other option. But now I'm glad I didn't. The trip to the Arctic was an incredible experience.
So what was your main impression of the Arctic?
Well, it is unbelievably cold and it has a beauty of its own. But what really struck me was the vastness, the isolation, the solitude. When we arrived, I stood on the deck of our ship and saw countless towering icebergs, 12 polar bears, jagged cliffs and an amazing blue sky. It was awesome and maybe a little frightening. It shocked my senses, amazed and astounded me. The feeling was so powerful that it immediately dispelled all my fears and worries, at least for a little while.
What fears and worries?
Well, for example, I'd heard about the level of pollution in the Arctic, but you don't actually see it with the naked eye. The other worry was the fate of the animals in that part of the world, but there are organisations working hard to save them. But what still worries me very much is the problem of the melting ice caps. Apparently, should the water level in the sea rise above a certain level, there is going to be mass flooding in the world, resulting in countless millions of people losing their homes. Now that's a scary thought. Can you imagine? It would affect the lives of people from Europe to Asia and probably cause the extinction of several species of animals.
Speaking of animals, you mentioned polar bears earlier. Were they the only animals you saw?
No, but they were the animals that impressed me the most. Instead of looking scary, which is what I had expected, they were playful and cuddly. I still didn't get too close, mind you. But we saw other animals. There was the occasional seal poking its head out of the freezing water, and you couldn't help but notice the gulls as they flew around overhead, making a lot of noise.
Did you have any contact with the locals?
Oh, yes. The Inuit are a fascinating people, but I was very sad to find out that my romantic ideas of Eskimo life were false. It was distressing not to see a single igloo or kayak. And they all seem to live in these rather unattractive shacks, drive noisy snowmobiles and hunt with guns. But they were kind and hospitable and offered me some dried meat and raw fish, which I was very keen to try. but it didn't agree with me in my stomach and put me in bed for a day or two.
And have your concerns been put to rest since you returned?
No, not really. I mean, it's true that the world has realised how serious the situation is, but at the same time, not very much is being done about it. So, who really knows what the future will hold?
Thank you, Susanna. It was very interesting. Now you'll hear part four again. Good evening and welcome Susanna Henson. Susanna is going to talk to us about her journey to Canada's Arctic. What made you choose the Arctic, Susanna?
I decided to take part in an organised school trip aimed at finding out more about the Arctic. I can't say I'd ever been particularly interested in that part of the world. In fact, I almost opted for the trip to Europe, which was our other option. But now I'm glad I didn't. The trip to the Arctic was an incredible experience.
So what was your main impression of the Arctic?
Well, it is unbelievably cold and it has a beauty of its own. But what really struck me was the vastness, the isolation, the solitude. When we arrived, I stood on the deck of our ship and saw countless towering icebergs, 12 polar bears, jagged cliffs and an amazing blue sky. It was awesome and maybe a little frightening. It shocked my senses, amazed and astounded me. The feeling was so powerful that it immediately dispelled all my fears and worries, at least for a little while.
What fears and worries?
Well, for example, I'd heard about the level of pollution in the Arctic, but you don't actually see it with the naked eye. The other worry was the fate of the animals in that part of the world, but there are organisations working hard to save them. But what still worries me very much is the problem of the melting ice caps. Apparently, should the water level in the sea rise above a certain level, there is going to be mass flooding in the world, resulting in countless millions of people losing their homes. Now that's a scary thought. Can you imagine? It would affect the lives of people from Europe to Asia and probably cause the extinction of several species of animals.
Speaking of animals, you mentioned polar bears earlier. Were they the only animals you saw?
No, but they were the animals that impressed me the most. Instead of looking scary, which is what I had expected, they were playful and cuddly. I still didn't get too close, mind you. But we saw other animals. There was the occasional seal poking its head out of the freezing water, and you couldn't help but notice the gulls as they flew around overhead, making a lot of noise.
Did you have any contact with the locals?
Oh, yes. The Inuit are a fascinating people, but I was very sad to find out that my romantic ideas of Eskimo life were false. It was distressing not to see a single igloo or kayak, and they all seemed to live in these rather unattractive shacks, drive noisy snowmobiles and hunt with guns. But they were kind and hospitable and offered me some dried meat and raw fish, which I was very keen to try. But it didn't agree with me in my stomach and put me in bed for a day or two.
And have your concerns been put to rest since you returned?
No, not really. I mean, it's true that the world has realised how serious the situation is, but at the same time, not very much is being done about it. So, who really knows what the future will hold?
Thank you, Susanna. It was very interesting. That's the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet.